Flight from the Cities, Single-Family Housing Starts Jump 8.5%. By John Carney on October 20, 2020. Home builders are rushing to construct new single-family homes to satisfy the surge of demand in the United States that has arisen in the era of the coronavirus pandemic. New construction of single-family homes jumped 8.5% to an annualized rate of 1.1 million in September compared with August, data from the Census Bureau showed Tuesday. Single-family housing starts are up 23.3% compared with a year ago. Permit authorizations, the earliest stage of home building, rose 7.8% compared with a month earlier to an annualized rate of 1.119 million. Compared with a year ago, single-family permits are up 24.3%. Starts of multifamily units of 5 or more fell 14.7% in September. Compared with a year ago, starts of apartment buildings are down 17.4%. Combined, housing starts rose 1.9% to 1.415 million, less than the 1.463 expected. Economists appear to have underestimated the decline in multifamily construction. Extremely low mortgage rates have helped keep homes within reach of buyers despite rising prices. But as the difference in starts between single-family homes and multifamily homes shows, buying is not spread evenly across America. Instead, we are seeing a surge out of cities and apartments and into suburban homes. Many Americans are relocating to suburbs in search of more space for remote working, remote schooling, and social distance. Major American cities have been plagued by climbing murder rates and shootings in the wake of anti-police marches that frequently turned violent and escalated into riots. At the same time, many of the amenities that make city life attractive, such as museums, music halls, theaters, bars, and restaurants, remain fully or partially closed. On Monday, the National Association of Home Builders said home builder sentiment rose to a record high in October, breaking the record high set just a month earlier.